Yo, 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 the Bread Routes in Motion. Yeah, the fuck's going on?
Many minds in the building.
Got that energy today, man.
That's good. That's
got the energy today, man. That's got a good call.
Yep, yep.
Studio about to be built.
Yep, yep.
And ready.
Yep.
And we're going to fucking turn up. It's the energy we got today.
To the highest level. To the highest level.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Podcast man. Studio.
Yep.
Ready for rentals. So if y'all podcasters out there looking for a spot,
yep,
hit your boy up.
For real.
I'm gonna have a nice setup for y'all.
Yep.
Any DJs?
Very accessible.
Looking to do a mix show live? Whatever the case may be,
utilize
hit me.
Space. Hit him up. Hit him up, y'all.
We fucking, fucking popping right now, baby.
The opportunity's gonna be big, man. And it's a blessing, too.
We're gonna be doing a lot of things there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be a workspace.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a workspace. We're gonna offer a lot of services.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not just rental for podcasts and mix shows. We're also gonna be doing like listening sessions.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some ciphers that might be happening and mm-hmm. shit like that. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, we're gonna be opening up shop real soon. The Bread Route Studio, the Bread Route Supply and Company.
Yeah, Supply and Company.
Shout out to my boy Vic Shades in the building, Fort Bricks in the building.
Shout out. Yeah. Absolutely. Fort Bricks.
Shout out to Get It AVM.
Yes, sir. Get It AVM. Push Play the Podcast Series.
Make sure y'all
tuned into that. That's Thursday nights.
Many Minds and Eastern. So Sick on that.
Yeah, man. You know, we're bringing the fun to it. You know, it's not only business, it's also fun, you know?
Pretty dope.
Absolutely. And the business is what makes the fun possible, you know? Yeah, man. So it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing to be a part of two major platforms that are independent, you know? And and still on the up and coming, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just growing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's growing, man.
Yeah, that's your thing, man. Yeah, mm-hmm. I like the whole vibe.
Yeah, man. And the Bread Route helped, you know, create a strong structure as well. You know what I'm saying?
A branch.
Yeah. It's the structure, you know?
Yeah. For sure.
Bless it, man. And that's what
is this what this is all about?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
That's what this shit's all about, man.
Yeah, man. You know, and
it's what the outside world looks at it as. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, what we're doing is expanding our artistry.
Mm-hmm.
What we can do. There's other things we can do. Like I'm gonna do DJ.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Grammy Night.
DJ Grammy Night.
Yeah, you like my name?
DJ
you
Grammy
like my
Night.
DJ name, Vic Shades?
Absolutely.
DJ real Grammy
shit,
Night.
Real shit, 1 to 10.
Oh, real shit, 1 to 10. DJ Grammy Night for you, it makes sense.
Yeah,
it does.
Hard.
So it does. Someone else took it, I'm like, I don't know. I'm
You're right. DJ
you're right.
Grammy
I
Night.
That belongs to you.
You heard it here on the Bread Route.
DJ Grammy Night, catch me every Sunday night on Hot 97. Aye! Yo, niggas gonna be sick. If I come up on a DJ on y'all.
Word up.
Nah, but I'm gonna you know, we just creating shows, man. Understand this. We just creating shows.
And it's needed.
The Get It AVM, that's their show. That's what mm-hmm. they created, that's what they presenting.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Bread Route. This is what we created. This is what we presenting.
Yep.
There's more shows that are going to be created amongst us.
Exactly.
That we're going to feed y'all.
Yep.
And it's just content.
Bread Route Truck Series.
Yeah, the bread Truck Series
mm-hmm.
is a staple
mm-hmm.
that just stamps music that we rock with.
Yep, that's official.
It stamps artists that we rock with.
It's official.
Mm-hmm. It keeps our viewers and listeners up to date on what we're curating, what we're listening
with.
To.
Yeah, we're in tune with, and also allowing them to get in tune as well.
Exactly, we're trying to get y'all in tune into what mm-hmm. what we feel is the direction hip hop should be going in today's day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna post what I don't feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? it's pretty organic as of right now. Mm-hmm. The everything posted is organic. It's not like we're charging anyone for promotion at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At this present moment, we're not charging for a promotion.
No.
You do have the ability to hit us up, build a relationship, and we rock with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So as well as Get It AVM.
Absolutely.
That's what they do. Send your music in, send your videos in.
Yep.
And they got a real dope platform that shit's looking fire.
Yeah, man. And it's only the beginning. You know what I'm saying? And just everything's going to coincide.
And it's
everything,
all YouTube.
Everything's going to coincide with
each other. And we're not on YouTube yet. We have been waiting for the moment inside to give y'all
that experience.
The true Bread Route experience.
Yeah.
The vision.
Yeah. You know, and the vision is forming right now. It's in sketch mode right now. But it will soon.
When you throw things in the air,
it resonates, man. It manifests.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm a true believer of that. You know what I'm saying? So
I can agree.
Just put positive energy in the air.
I can agree. And that's what you'll receive back. Tenfolds. Trust and believe that.
What's going on in the world today? Oh, Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez.
Yeah, Megan and Tory.
So he put out a record. Pretty cool record. Pretty dope. He did his thing. He put out a record. He claimed some things on there. He sent some shots. And I feel him on some things, man. You know, and then there's this Protect Black Woman movement that has been sprouted from it.
That's going on. You know, that was going to happen. That Me Too movement done.
Yeah.
Converted into something else.
Yeah, it became a little bit like on some movement type of thing. And okay, I see where that's coming from. All right. So now we got a situation where...
You got daughters.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But let's look at the situation in hand.
Doing so.
All right. So as of today, new information surfaced. That's mine.
No, I got you.
Oh, it's all right. I'm just saying.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
New information surfaced that the bodyguard of Megan Thee Stallion is insinuating, allegedly, that
he might have been one.
No.
No.
So
allegedly,
what happened is Tory was slinging dick to both them bitches.
We knew that, but go ahead.
All right. So they found out. They started arguing. For some reason, Shorty had the hammer, and they were fighting over the hammer. How she got the gun, or how he got the gun?
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
That's not said in his testimony. Mm-hmm. What he's saying is that they struggled for a gun, a shot was let off.
In the tussle. Struggle. Yeah, go ahead.
Then Shorty set off another shot that grazed Megan in the foot. So, if you really look at the testimony in hand, looks like Shorty was trying to clap Tory. He was trying to fight for his life.
And Megan
like any man would.
Megan Thee Stallion was walking away. I ain't got no time for this nonsense.
She probably was, you know, trying to figure it out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? As we know, she was walking away.
She's
got hit in the back of the foot.
She's a victim.
You can't be facing
the black
action.
Woman.
No, but hold on. But you can't be facing the action and get shot in the back of your foot. So she had to have been walking away.
Correct. So now. So now we have a situation where Shorty licked the shot, hit Meg in the foot. Meg go on Instagram. And starts talking about
Tory Lanez
that he shot him. Hold on.
Right.
Hold
right.
on.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm listening.
But what you're saying is right. She might have not been looking. She might have been trying to get away from them tussling for the gun.
And thinking Tory Lanez.
And thinking Tory Lanez, well, who's the man? She probably thought he overpowered. And
took the hammer.
And shot. Right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. So now we got... we got the bodyguard's testimony changes everything. Because what he...
it brings light to the
his
whole...
story saying is that the girl shot Megan Thee Stallion, which makes Tory Lanez innocent of shooting Megan Thee Stallion. So do... does everyone that attacked him and his character owe him an apology? Do you think? What do you think?
What do I think?
Vic Shays, what do you think? You think he's owed an apology if like people like
But we don't know.
Why not? Because they got on live and they said that he's fooled. Like they're like, yo, Nick.
But I'm just saying, we don't know if what if he did take the gun from Shorty.
That's not the question.
No, but you said the bodyguard said they was tussling for the gun, and a shot went off.
Still not the question. That's not the question. The question.
Was if he's owed an apology.
Yes,
but I'm saying, but no.
If he's innocent, is he owed an apology?
That's if he's innocent.
If he's innocent, is he?
See, you got to say that.
I did say that.
No, you said.
All right. So my question again: if Tory Lanez is innocent, is he owed an apology from hip hop, who pointed the finger at him before they got the facts? He might be wrong for fucking two bitches at the same time. Hey,
listen,
okay.
Listen. I would say yeah.
She was grazed in the foot.
If niggas turned ape on him, yeah.
Huh?
If niggas turned ape on him, if they made him, if he's fooled. If they said he's fooled,
yeah.
They said he was fooled.
He was fooled.
They said Tory Lanez is fooled.
Especially the dudes in Texas, where she's from. Well, facts.
Yeah, then I think they did. They think, yeah, because you did say bunning them niggas. So, yeah, they do.
Facts. Bunning them was not happy.
They got to reverse that.
Bunning them was not happy,
bro. They have to reverse that.
You know them
Houston. They can't be mad at, they probably mad at the shots.
Houston boys.
They mad at the shots that went off and she got hit. But they ain't mad at the situation. They can't be mad at the situation.
Can't be mad at the situation. That man's doing his fizzle, my nizzle.
Exactly, but they could be mad at, they could be upset about the gunshots and her getting hit.
It could have been a bit negligent on his behalf.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
But who's to say if he even had a ratchet? It could have been Shorty's gun.
That's what I'm saying.
She could have pulled it out on him, and he went to protect himself.
You think one of her homegirls stopped by and say, "Hey, girl, you forgot your purse at the house."
Nah, I think
you know that's how they work.
I think Shorty's like, yo,
Shorty's,
I'm out with Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion, and I got a hold. I might need this ratchet.
And she brought it.
Yeah, down south girls move different, bro.
Absolutely, they do. That's why I'm saying. That's why I said one of her homegirls probably came through and said, "Hey, girl, you left your purse at the house here. And stop leaving your shit at my damn house. And give her a bag, ratchet, cleaned already." They move different.
So yeah, they gotta they definitely move different down south. I've seen plenty of females with the guns on them.
That's what they do. But now, you know what I'm saying, back to that, I do believe that if he's innocent,
he's owed an apology.
Yeah, I think so. I think they need to reverse that call. They
Big
definitely
facts.
Need to reverse that call because
Big
you might
facts.
Get some radical niggas. And I ain't speaking about religion, I'm speaking about some street radical niggas. That would just do it because they might have put a bag on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, facts. Nah, I mean, you don't think about it. Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? They need to reverse
that's
that.
Their prin- that that's man, their princess yeah, right now, yeah, man. Meg Thee Stallion is Texas princess right now.
It was B.
Anything.
Beyonce and her. Why do you think Beyonce blessed the track?
Yeah, Beyonce gave her the torch.
You from the city.
Facts.
You're the only female for the city.
Facts.
I gotta give it to you.
You can't just go shooting.
Nah.
Meg Thee Stallion in the foot, bro.
Nah, yo, she the money for the city right now. She's the one that can bring.
And she spit.
She the one that can bring all them boys back.
She's a spitter.
Yeah.
She's a spitter.
She the one that can bring all them boys back. Yeah, remember, Texas had a hold on it for a little bit.
Yeah, for a while they had their run. They come in and out. Yeah, they come in.
Back then,
Texas always comes in and out.
Yep.
Texas, they
peak. That's part of the swing.
Yeah, they peak in.
That's part of the swing.
They get their
hip hop always swings. That's Texas.
But I think Texas. I think Texas has been a little comfortable because they found Drake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they just like.
Matter of fact.
Alright, that's it. Like, there's nothing else we could do. We got the biggest artist. We found the biggest artist in the world. Drake is literally the biggest artist in the world.
Texas, Drake is from Canada.
He's from Canada, but Texas
bought him in.
Found.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, his dad is from Texas.
Oh, yeah, I know who his dad is.
That's crazy, my nigga. Talking about Drake. Well, for Megan Thee Stallion and Drake. But yeah.
But Jay Prince and him run run Drake's thing. I don't know. I mean, not they run it, but they behind it. You know what I'm saying? They found them. They got a check. They got a check.
They do. Jay Prince make a lot of noise, man.
You can't play with don't play with them boys.
Not them, not Jay Prince. You know, and not even on some.
Mm-mm-mm. You see how fast they got that chain back? That little homie got robbed for his chain in the Bronx.
In a whole other state. States away.
Yeah, but he had to tap in.
He did tap
in. The homies out here weren't trying to hear that.
Nah, he reached deep.
Yeah, he had to tap in.
Let me call.
Shout out to my boy Hocus 4-5 on that. Mm. He had to tap in because they were not. Happy at the introduction. Mm-mm. So yeah. I mean, don't fuck with Jay Prince and them.
Texas.
Nobody's untouchable, but you gotta have some type of respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because there is boundaries.
I'm not saying don't fuck with him because he's a demon.
Don't try to snake the nigga. Don't do
you know
no snake
what I'm
shit.
Saying is don't fuck with him and you'll be alright. Mm-hmm. Fuck with him in a good way.
Yeah, keep it business. Keep it business. Because that man is about business.
You know? And yeah, man, just a little advice to you artists out there.
Yeah. And that doesn't just go for Jay Prince. That goes for anybody that, you know, that's about business. You know, because 97%, 97.9999%. The people that you're doing business with music got street credibility. The ones that are doing business, you know what I'm saying, in the music. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think about it. The people that's doing the business is feeding these people. They're the ones that are making that bag possible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to respect that. You know? Don't come in the game thinking you're going to come with that mentality.
The thing that I like is that they got old school rules implemented.
Yeah, those are staples. You have to learn the old school rules.
Like up here, we don't have that. We don't have someone who implements the rules.
Nah, have rules, but nobody implements.
No, we have our rules that must be applied within sections of us.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, they run shit accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
They follow protocol out there, bro.
That's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be.
Out here, niggas is for themselves.
But it's the young ones, though. It's the young ones. You know, we gotta.
That's the thing. The young ones but the young ones out there fall in line.
Yeah, because, you know,
because the OGs is moving.
Because you gotta think about it. Some of the OGs, yeah.
Yo, Prince ain't in the front line.
Nah, he's not.
He got his son and them running, keeping everybody in line. You gotta pass that method down. You can't just.
You can't keep it.
You
go, it goes.
Not only that, but as you get older, you start You tie it down, man. We have animal instinct.
Yeah.
The next man is gonna be like, "Yo, Pop, you weak, my nigga. Like this, you gotta pass that throne, homie."
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just instinct.
Yeah.
So what he did was he put his sons in position, and let his sons move accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And now his sons is probably out in the street.
Yeah.
Laying down the law.
Yeah, crossing the T's.
Like, yo, this how it go down. Yo, anything go down, niggas rob niggas, whatever. You know what I mean? We need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Niggas from out of town come in, they got to tap in. If they don't tap in, then they got to tap in another way. After they get robbed.
I feel you. And it's true. You said after they get robbed. But, you know, that's
yo, you don't think they do that? They do that. It's the streets. They do that on purpose. Yo, this little homie coming into town, he getting that bag. He ain't tap in. Make him tap in. Go rob him. Bring me the jewelry. And I'm going to call him up and tell him I got it. Come see me. That's how that's how it's done, baby. Rob you and sell it back to you, baby. It's the game. That's old school rules,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Now they rob you and kill you.
That's the loot. That's the young
one. That's the new one. That's the new way to do it. Yeah. Rob and kill. Sometimes they just kill. They don't even rob.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they robbed you and sold it back to you. And that's how you became a business partner.
Because there was principles behind that.
They might sell it back to you double the price. If you really want it.
But, you know, again, that's the streetness. That's the street business. That's why these artists can't approach these labels and come with that mindset. That this is what you got planned to run off on the plug or some dumb shit or some nonsense in that sense. Now, these young artists that are coming into the game, all I would say pretty much half of them have that attitude. Because they either affiliated with something and really don't even know why they got affiliated, or they're going to find something that they're seeing on a consistent basis, which is pretty much everything pertaining to the new sound of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Which is about to change because it is changing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is changing because now it's becoming more lyrical. You know what I'm saying? It was lyrical before. It wasn't lyrical
What's happened is the out-of-staters are becoming more lyrical.
Yeah. Why? Because they noticed
They want to change. Everything is a change.
They're not. Hip-hop they noticed that a certain group of people wasn't feeling the sound. Was complaining about the sound.
I think hip-hop is to the point where it grows on its own, bro. It grows its own legs.
It's big growing. It's big growing, man. We can compare the sound to today to the sound of the early 90s, to the sound of the 80s.
A lot of influential rappers have planted seeds in today's music. Like Lil Wayne, for instance. When he tapped into the rock. When he tapped into the rock and roll,
he dragged
hip hop into that world.
Yeah.
And it created dudes like Lil Peep and Lil XXX Stone.
Yeah.
Those type of guys.
I know. And
so what I'm saying,
that's
this
been
what I'm
there
saying,
though. Yeah.
Hip hop grows its own legs. That's what makes Lil Wayne great.
Mm. Run DMC did it.
Listen, Lil Wayne
mm-hmm.
has been in all of our generations, brother.
Not in Run DMC's, but he's Run DMC now.
He was in our generation.
No, I know that. I know he was in our generation. I know that. That's what I'm saying.
He's controlled 2.5 generations of music.
No, I get that. I'm not saying that, but you got to remember Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne's age. Go ahead.
He might have almost three generations of hip hop that he influenced, bro. And all those all those generations went different ways because he switched up his style every time.
No, I know that. I'm not saying he didn't do that. I'm not taking nothing from him. I'm just saying for the generation when he came into music and then when he meshed that rock and roll sound again with hip hop, again, he brought that sound back. You know what I'm saying? And that was a good thing because the kids that was listening to Wayne wasn't thinking rock and roll. They wasn't thinking rock and roll.
I ain't trying to take away from Run DMC. But Run DMC did one song of rock and roll.
That's not true.
How many songs they did then?
Most of their music had a rock and roll sound to it. Either had like hard guitars in it or...
Mm-hmm. Or the drum.
Or the drums, yeah.
But it wasn't... It wasn't...
Rick Rubin was heavily influenced by rock.
It was influenced by rock.
Mm-hmm.
But it was hip-hop.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No, when Lil Wayne did rock, it was rock.
Oh, you mean that rock album that he did?
Correct. That's what I mean.
Influenced on real rappers that are out right now.
I did not say that.
Right, but
what I said was that hip hop grows its own legs. We're at the point where hip hop people just create shit, bro, and it becomes another leg of hip hop.
No, yeah, that's
enough.
Yeah. The problem is that most of that shit is just. Come on, man. Most of that shit has a limited lifespan.
Everything has a limited lifespan.
Like, for example,
everything does.
The type of music that in my opinion, that Lil Wayne makes, for the most part, when you're listening to that shit when you're a teenager.
Current or not current?
No, whatever. Whoever your favorite version of Lil Wayne is. If you're a teenager listening to that, by the time you're 35, you ain't gonna like that shit, yo.
No.
You're not. It has a limited lifespan.
That's true. True. That is so true.
Oh, that shit was funny. Yo, niggas got pizza out in here. Yo, listen, we need stone pizza in here, my bro. You got the wrong pizza here. Nah, shout out to my pizza boy Chris and Jack Thriller. We're gonna have them on the show.
This is a brownie.
No, that's a brownie.
Oh, that's even worse. We need a Pizza Hut with a brownie in it.
That's crazy. I like Domino's better than Pizza Hut.
Word up.
I don't like either of them.
I would not.
Yeah,
eat
but
that.
If I had to choose,
I wouldn't
I'd
either
have Domino's.
Yeah, you're right.
Domino's
so,
got more flavor.
So is Domino's Biden or Trump?
What? Nah, man, we ain't doing that.
We ain't doing that. Shit, yo. I got yo, bro.
But if you want to be technical, yo,
I put up a post. A matter of fact,
ODB
we're gonna go
influence Lil Wayne, yo.
Oh, for sure, 100%, and ODB created the Lil Waynes and yes, the Young Thugs.
He did
Young Thugs, exactly.
He made it okay to be you.
Yeah,
but
just the
on.
Style,
yeah,
just
the
style.
The style.
And then they talk about how they dress, bro. Hip hop dudes been dressing funny
weird
since day one, bro. Ultra Magnetics had a plastic hairdo.
Yo.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yo,
yeah, rubber wig.
Look at African Bambaataa the way
yeah
he dressed.
Yeah, well,
he dressed from the future.
But there's a lot of speculations on that guy. So
well, that's a different story. I'm using him as an example.
Yeah, well, they had Indian
the weirdo garments.
They had Indians and
a lot of niggas was wearing weird garments.
That Planet Rock though was hard. I ain't even going. Yeah, I'm not even going to lie.
Listen. Boom. I don't like what R. Kelly did.
Yep.
All right. But I like R. Kelly's music.
Yeah, and I don't like what Afrika Bambaataa did, but I like Planet Rock.
I like Planet Rock, exactly. So it is what it is.
It's a sure shot.
That's all I'm saying.
It's kind of, you know, I don't want to offend nobody or nothing like that, but I'm just speaking about what's public record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But I know people don't like.
But on that note, let's go to the.
Yeah.
What we looking at? Commercial.
Huh?
Where we at right now?
Yeah, we're going on a commercial break right now, man.
All
right,
cool. We definitely, we're approaching
we'll
that 30-minute
we'll
mark,
right
so.
Back, man.
It's yeah, we definitely going to be back.
Route,
come back
man.
Just man,
keep
bread
that
route,
energy,
man.
Man.
For real. We definitely, this energy ain't going away.
The bread route, man.
Right? It's the bread route.
The bread route. The bread route. The bread route.
The bread route's in motion.
Record that.
The bread route.
Yo, the bread route's back in motion.
Yeah. Me and mine's back
Tito
in the
Grams.
Building. Tito Grams, Four Bricks, Vic Shades.
Oh, shit.
We keeping it going, my guy.
I always do that.
We keeping it going.
I'll be disrespecting the weed tray.
Yeah, man, you can't do that.
You know what it is though? I got one in my crib. That's a weed. That's a tray that I use it as an ashtray.
I know you don't do that, but you know, I feel you though.
That's foul. You think I'm foul for doing that?
No, it's a mistake.
I should have an ashtray. Should I have an ashtray as an ashtray?
Yeah, you should have ashtray. Yeah.
But I shouldn't be using a weed tray. No. A rolling tray as an ashtray.
No, because
I'm violating.
Yeah.
I'm violating.
Yeah, your own self.
And it was a raw one, and it's
you fucked it up. Now
it's so bad you can't even see raw on it.
It's going like that. Yeah, then
it's bad.
Yeah, you shouldn't even smoke in the house. You shouldn't even smoke in the house.
Come
no more.
On, bro. Come on, man. Punish with yourself. That shit, bro.
Punish yourself, man.
Come on, my guy. You're not serious.
Yeah, but definitely get an ashtray, because that's the name of it. You know, ashtray. On a rolling tray. Rolling tray is strictly for rolling. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna get the super rolling tray.
You can do that, too. The big joint?
Fire.
The big joint?
Hell yeah. It's all made out of bamboo. You seen it?
Nah, made out of bamboo. Nah, crazy. I didn't see that one.
It's a bag.
How much is it?
Like 80.
Portrait.
It's detachable. Yeah, it's crazy. It holds everything. It does everything. It does every.
It rolls for you?
It might.
Have a little compartment where you drop it in and roll
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it might.
That'd be dope.
No, it does. It does.
You gotta show me that.
It has a little bit of
Amazon
everything.
Somewhere?
Yeah, go look it up right now.
No, I don't want to look it up right now.
Look it up right now. Why not?
What
so
is
we
it
are the bread route. Check it out. We want people
what
to get
it.
Called? It's called Huge Rolling Tray. Raw.
Raw, huge rolling tray?
Yeah, raw, huge, yeah. Huge, raw rolling tray.
All right, let's see. Let me go on Amazon first.
Yeah, go to. They have it on Amazon. I have it in my fucking, my cart.
You have it in your cart already?
Yeah. I just haven't bought it because I want to buy it for the studio. But that shit is fire, bro. It has mad different compartments. I've been looking at some cool things, like, online to, like, just, like, accessories and stuff like that. I kind of see why people are addicted to Amazon.
The convenience.
Not only that, but like you get it's like the weight, like, you know, like you're gonna get a package and shit, and like getting packages and always having
you
something.
You ain't spend that much bread on it either. Most
yeah, time. But I'm just saying the whole psychology of like I'm getting something in
that
the mail.
One? That's why people are addicted to Home Shopping Network, bro.
Yeah, that might be
that
it.
That one's 29. Though.
Nah, it's
80?
Not that one. It's not that one.
You said it's like 80?
Yeah, it's like 80. It's definitely. Let me see something. Big bamboo. How about that? Big bamboo. Big bamboo.
Bamboozle?
Here goes right here, slime.
Let me see that.
Oh, this is crazy. And it's detachable.
It does look like a backgammon set.
This shit look crazy.
Oh, okay. It breaks up into three.
I think the guy who makes raw is like the rolling paper Willy Wonka. You ever seen his page? It's called Raw Rock and Raw.
Rock and Raw?
Yeah, Rock and Raw. Yo, he's like Willy Wonka, bro. He's always talking about new shit. New rolling papers, new ways to roll, how to roll. He has all... Yo, bro, it's like Willy Wonka. It's like watching Willy Wonka, but for rolling paper and weed. Look him up.
Yo, this shit has holes in the wood for your cones.
Yeah.
It has 12 cone holes.
12 cone holes.
It has an ashtray.
Ashtray.
Oh, that's fire.
Fire.
I need that here. Cause we spoke a horizontal cones, we spoke slot cones. For rolling.
How much is that?
$80.
$80.
That's worth it.
And it's detachable. It closes up.
That shit big as hell.
Big.
Wait.
Yeah, definitely for the cone rollers.
Oh, it has a scoop slot.
Scoop slot. As weed slot.
It has a weed slot. It has two weed slots. And it comes with a scraper.
Shit is fire.
To pack your cone.
That's like for a group.
It has
session,
a grinder holder.
Group session.
And it has a pack where you can stand up your cones if you buy new packs of cones.
Banging. Fire.
That's dope.
That's the, yo, I'm telling you, the Willy Wonka of fucking raw paper, bro. Look his page up. He be coming up with some crazy shit like this.
This looks like a board game, yeah?
And it breaks up into, look, that's how it closes up.
That's dope.
Separated into three. So it look like backgammon.
Told you. That's dope.
That's fire. Yo, y'all pick up that raw, well, matter of fact, how many are left, man? Don't even tell anybody about this shit.
How many are left?
This is Amazon we talking about.
This is Amazon, man. Amazon don't run out.
They do.
Oh yeah, they do.
Ooh, I ain't even gonna mention how many in stock.
And what is that?
You want me to say the number?
Three.
Less than that.
No way.
Yes way.
Nah, don't say that.
No, yes way. You better. You got in your cart. You better go do your thing. Only two left in stock.
Wow. Wow.
It's in your cart. You better go in there now and handle your BI. You don't be disappointed. But then they're going to come out with the new one. As soon as you get it, watch the new one come out.
Mm-hmm.
The shit that got the fan in it. Your humidor.
Mm-hmm.
To keep you like a humidor for the bud.
Yeah.
You're going to be disappointed, man. You better go get it. But that's dope, though. I like that, Grams. I like that. That was a good insight right there, man.
You know I got to keep in tune with the shits, man. You know what I'm saying? So what's new in
hip hop?
Nah, just in the world, man. Like what the fuck, man?
Cardi B titties.
Cardi B titties and the breakup. We talk about the breakup though, right?
We spoke about the breakup, but we got to speak about Cardi B titties.
I didn't see him.
I seen them shits. Them pancakes, them areolas, man.
Areolas.
Areolas.
Were they nice?
So what happened was...
Was it nice titties?
The picture was stupid because she looked like... You could tell... Because what she said was she took it by accident, right?
Yeah.
And she posted it. But it looked like that's how it happened. Her face looked all weird and shit.
She looked like she was getting ready. They was getting ready to go out somewhere. And Offset probably looked down like, baby, we're good right now. You know what I'm saying? So they went and had a little quickie moment. You know what I'm saying? And a couple of composers, she was just laying in the bed. Or, allegedly, she had just probably, you know, took a shower and whatnot. She got her makeup done and she was just relaxing. You know what I'm saying? Like, all I got to do is put my clothes on and we out the door type shit.
Pull it up.
And she was laying in the bed. And she was on her phone. And you know how you scrolling on your phone.
Is it nice titties?
Hold on. And you know how you scroll on your phone and a camera accidentally took a picture.
Okay.
And then posted.
That I don't believe that.
It really doesn't happen
like that.
No, it really does happen.
No, it does not happen.
Yeah, it does. How many times you're in your phone and you end up like, damn, how the fuck I opened up the like this? That happens.
No.
Yeah, that happens.
No.
It happened to me.
No.
I'm one to say it happens.
No.
Because it does happen sometimes. Yo.
No.
Alright, okay.
It happened. That so does really not
think
happen.
You really think she wanted to take a picture of herself and her point in her career?
Yes.
To take a picture of us like that.
Sadly and weirdly, that's the shit that fucking pops off, my nigga.
But it's mad pictures of her nude on.
It don't matter, bro.
And to show them titties?
Listen, I'm not trying to hear.
And to show those titties?
First of all, the post.
Look, look at her face. Look at her face. You look like she was ready to take that picture? She was holding her phone.
Yeah, my nigga, yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Looking through her shit. And she accidentally took a picture and posted it online by accident.
Look at them. That's pancakes right there, yo. Those
are pregnant nipples.
She was breastfeeding, my dude.
It used to be like this.
She was breastfeeding her daughter.
Like this. And look, they're flatter, so you know she works at the implant tab. That's good. I'm happy she did that for her kids, man. I don't want to be sucking on them silicone titties.
Word up.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Look at her face, look. She wasn't ready for that picture.
She wasn't, yo. That's what I'm saying, yo. She accidentally took that picture.
I tell you. I don't think it was accidentally leaked, though. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how it happened, but she wasn't ready for that picture.
It wasn't leaked. It was from her phone.
All right. What I'm
on
saying,
her page.
Okay, when you pick a picture, when you go to post a fucking picture, right? Mm-hmm. You go to... the plus sign, right? And it takes you to your library, right? Mm-hmm. Then you look at... Hold up. Yeah, your library, right?
Library.
Yeah. then you scroll. Hold up. Then you scroll, if you have to. Then you scroll and look for the picture that you want from your library.
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
And you pick the picture and then...
post it?
No, it don't post like that. Then when you pick the picture, you have to press another fucking button that says next. Correct? Mm-hmm. Correct?
Correct.
So that's two...
There's too many stages you have to go through to post something.
To post something.
So what you're saying is it's impossible that she accidentally posted that.
Correct. Is yes.
So it's a three-step process.
You press next. It's then a you're able. Process. Hold up. Then you're able to press a filter, and then you press go, and then you can fucking do a caption. All that, bro. All
right, so it's a multi-step.
It's a multi-step process. Right. There's no way you take a picture and post it by mistake. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Unless you looked at it and was like, oh, this is the picture I want to send.
Yeah, because you got to select the picture.
And this ain't the picture because your face is all rock.
You got to select the picture. And then you got to agree that this is the picture you select.
Yeah.
Got a point there, Grams. I didn't look at it that way.
Come on, man. Everybody just goes with, oh, it's leaked. Nah, listen, it's not leaked.
I was just looking
leaked.
At the titties.
This is celebrity shit, bro. People get bored, my nigga. That we need new shit.
You remember the big cookies they used to go to the bakery and buy? You remember Dunkin' Donuts had two sizes of cookies? Remember they used to make the big cookies? You don't remember them?
Only cookies I really ever bought outside of Chips Ahoy was McDonald's cookies.
You ain't never get the Dunkin' Donuts cookies?
Hell no.
Dunkin' Donuts cookies was
great. I'm somebody that doesn't go somewhere that isn't that doesn't go somewhere for
you had to be young.
I'm not going to Dunkin' Donuts for cookies, you dig? I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts for donuts, my nigga. If I want
it. You're going to Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm not going to the pizzeria to eat a fucking steak, my nigga, or to eat hamburger. I'm going to the pizzeria to eat pizza.
I got you.
And I don't eat pizza from the motherfuckers that ain't Italian. If the fucking pizza is not made.
Not Italian pizza.
Yeah.
All right, this is... All right, hold up. Lorenzo, hold up. Lorenzo is
an exception?
Exception.
Nah, yo, you can't...
Lorenzo's an exception.
Yeah, but you got to remember, it went from Lorenzo's to what?
It's still... Lorenzo's in there, bro. Dirty Bob is still in there, my nigga.
Nah, Lorenzo's in there.
Dirty Bob is still in there, bro.
Can't be.
Bro, Dirty Bob is still in there, bro. They own two pizzerias.
I know they got two. I know they got the one on 7th Street, and then they got that one. I know. But I'm saying, 9th
Street.
Well, 9th Street. 9th Street. I don't think.
You like Benny's?
I give Benny's a 7. I give Benny's a 7.
Benny's ain't Italian?
Mm-mm. I give Benny's a 7.
They're not Italian, though.
I thought, I just been fooled them. What are they?
A bunch of Armenians or something in there could be mentioned now.
Damn, I was fooled. I thought they were Italian. All right, well, I'm not eating from there. All right, so let's go. Who else? Tornas.
Tornas, that's special.
I love Tornas.
Really? That's probably one of the worst pizzas there is.
You bugger.
The only thing that's good about this Sicilian,
the last time
Sicilian
you ate there?
Is the only good pizza. Their
what was the last time
trash.
You ate there?
Nigga, their Sicilian is good. Their regular slice is trash.
I think the slices are looking a little better than before. When was the last time you ate there?
Man, I had Tornas. I had Tornas within the last 2 years. I had
Tornas.
But I only went there for Sicilian.
Exactly.
That's the only thing I eat there. Yeah, I can't eat a pizza there.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna lie.
They get half a point.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm a pizza eater.
But
and I'm a very picky pizza
Mario's.
Eater.
No, but check it, though.
And if I'm gonna eat a pizza, it's Pizza Master in Jersey City.
Right, Pizza Master. But check it. But to keep it 100, though... Most of the time, when you get a Sicilian slice from a banging pizzeria, it don't always be that good.
Nah.
But Tornas somehow figured out a way to make a banging Sicilian slice. They just make regular slices that
every
Yeah,
time.
You know how? They fucking drip that extra sauce on it.
Whatever they do, it's good. It's
they make their own bread.
It's banging.
They make their own bread, their
Tornas
own cheese.
Tornas got the best Sicilian, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, hands down.
Go visit Tornas in Hoboken. They got banging Sicilians.
Yes. I was trying to
add tell them the bread route
sent you. Do you still... Do you still eat at Fiori's?
Fiori's?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I haven't eaten Fiori's in like a year, though.
Best sub?
In Hoboken? I wouldn't say the best in Hoboken.
Which one has it? Lisa's?
The best what?
Like subs? Like sandwich? I just Fiori's, like the tradition. I like to go on Fiori's and see my Italian guys in the back looking like casino.
Though.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, Fiori's is definitely where it's at.
No,
when you want an Italian
other,
vibe.
Yeah, there was a couple of other spots. That
like, they don't even take credit card. They still take cash.
Luca Brasi?
Yeah.
Luca Brasi.
Luca Brasi. Luca Brasi probably got Fiore's on the cold cut sub. On the cold cut sub, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, Luca Brasi.
Right there? Got that banging ass roast beef.
That roast beef, even though I don't eat roast beef no
but
more.
The dip, but used to have I prefer you. The steak, the cheese steak.
Yup.
Damn, they robbed us of Biggie's.
Yeah, Biggie's is gone, bro. That shit is over with.
Unless you go see the other one up on...
by my house. Biggie's, bro. Mm-hmm. About my crib.
They're still the same people.
That ain't Biggie's, 17.
Bro. Nah, but same people.
I know, but it ain't
Biggie's. You can go in there and see them, but the food ain't the same.
It ain't Biggie's.
The food ain't the same, but you can go there and see the same people.
I got to see that hot dog made. I got to see the steaks made. I got to see the grill.
I'm like, yo, Biggie's ain't been the same since Biggie's. Yo, ain't been
right?
He used to cook.
I know.
He used to make me them cheese steaks. That's how I met Marco.
Man, Marco used to lace some steaks, man.
Yeah, boy.
Black pepper on mine. No black pepper on it. Put black pepper on.
He's giving it a double because, you know, they only give you one sheet.
Yo, yeah, Big E's, for y'all, Big E's was clam bar.
Yeah, man.
That was pretty much born and raised.
You think they sold a million clams?
Absolutely. They sold over a million clams.
Easily.
They sold over a million everything. Put it that way.
Bro, I ate mad cheese steaks.
I am right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm 47 years old.
Okay.
And for me to say that Biggie's been around since I was born, Biggie's been around since I was born.
Yes, same here.
You know, and again, people, it's a clam bar house. Yes. Biggie's Clam Bar House. That's the name of it.
But check it, though.
Go ahead.
I got to say this before I get ready to bounce.
You
got to
do it. Go ahead.
Biggie's is the only place that I would go there, right? And I'll get a hot dog or I'll get a burger, but I'll get peppers and onions on all that shit.
Absolutely. All the time. And I was going to say
it's
that.
The only place I ever did that.
And that's the. It's and this is what I'm going to say.
And onions on.
You haven't
because
had.
Because I had that 60
yeah,
year.
I wish.
Or the peppers.
I wish they have a routine where they come back around just for the city, you know what I'm saying? Like in festivals and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? And grill and bring those peppers and onions.
So they definitely sold more than a million clams out of it.
What? They sold over a million hot dogs. They sold over a million hamburgers. They sold over a million cheesesteaks. They sold over a million french fries per french fry.
French fries was popping.
They sold over a million onion rings. They sold over a million mussels.
They sold over a million everything.
What else they had? Watermelon, sliced watermelon.
Bro, I went to Biggie's with your brother before.
Look at that.
And we went there. He ordered mad clams.
Yeah, he spent about.
And this nigga 100. Was like, I guess he thought I didn't fuck with them. So he was like, yo, try the clams. You eat the clams. I was like, yeah, my nigga. He was like, word. It was in there. He fucking them shits up with him. Because, you know, a lot of people don't fuck with
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Spent about $100, $200 in there.
Easy.
Fuck all the clams.
Easy.
And I had a cheesesteak.
And I wish, you know what I'm saying, they were around for you guys to have that experience.
And the breakfast spot up the block. That had the kitchen.
Oh, on a corner. What was the name of that? You know, I never
Fire.
Knew the name of that. But
Fire.
I always went
Fire.
There. That
Fire.
Was the spot before school.
You been there before, Vic?
What happened?
It was on
Monroe,
right?
Remember the
breakfast
spot that was on the corner? No, that was Madison.
Madison.
Oh, Madison, yeah.
Yeah, what was that? Fifth and Madison.
Yep.
Madison, I grew up
Fifth and Madison.
Fifth and Madison.
It had the real kitchen, bro.
Yeah,
the lady
man.
Was cooking in the kitchen,
there.
Bro,
they
with the real plates
real.
And all that. That
for
was
real,
Fire.
Real. That was the spot we used to hit before we go to school.
Madison, that's where the Southside was at, my nigga.
Yeah, that's where Southside, you know what I'm saying, like really came to life for me, where I experienced mine at, you know?
Yeah.
On Madison?
Yep, Madison, on Madison, yeah. Hoboken, New Jersey,
that's where the
man.
Southside was at. That's where the Frankie Ruiz was.
They used to do
at.
Block parties, and I used to look out my window. I
La cura lo tengo yo.
I lived on 3rd and Jackson. It was 3rd and Jackson, then it was 3rd and Monroe, then it was 3rd and Madison. So I look out my window and had that straight view. And they used to set up the stage on the corner of 3rd and Madison.
Monroe and Madison with a block.
And this was my time. And think about it. At this time, I'm telling you these stories, but these times I was probably like 9, 8, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old of age.
It's funny how like the Madison crew and the Monroe crew, they all became the projects. And the Madison and Monroe became
everything.
Nothing.
Nah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Like, everybody moved down, like,
yeah.
you know?
Everybody came down there, man. Because
so they gentrified.
They did. Yep. Early. They did. Madison
early.
Early. Remember them. They burnt those
early
buildings
90s.
Burnt. Those buildings burnt down.
Yeah. Early
you
90s.
Know what I'm
they
well,
were
they
ready.
Burnt those buildings down. Not that they burnt down. They burnt those buildings down. You know what I'm saying? Then they did the ones on Willow. Then they did the ones on First Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Everybody
how they,
was doing those
crazy how
jobs.
They just yeah they do fire like the McDonald's
yeah.
the one next to McDonald's the right. falafel spot they put that on fire.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? It was all about money. You know what I'm saying? But it was a lot of history in those on those streets.
You know, that Southside music was there.
Yeah, we need this building. Redo this building. I just put it on fire.
Front and center.
Just burn it down.
I'll talk to the mayor tomorrow.
Yep.
Let him know. We'll take care of it. Send the fire department $50,000 for their...
Hoboken, New Jersey is an experience in itself. You know, there's a lot of history here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of history here. You know, even we are a part of the history of the city.
I love Hoboken.
You know? People come to Hoboken and they get off the PATH train. 95% of them come on the ferry or the PATH train. You know, and all they see is, you know, Hudson Street, Sinatra Drive, Washington Street. Possibly venture down to like 4th Street Park area and then venture back up.
You know, they did a good job at Sinatra, though. The Sinatra Drive looks crazy.
Championships in the project.
Yeah, yeah. But those are for the people who live within, the city limits.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, for the people coming in, just visiting, they don't know that there's an urban area. There's an urban area in Hoboken.
They don't give Carmelo his props, bro, but...
No, they don't.
Carmelo was the one who started to get everything active down there, bro.
Yep.
Shit was dead out there, bro.
My brother, it was always a pleasure. You know, big shades.
Out the building.
Yeah, man, you know.
Yo, on your journey, make sure you take the bread route.
Word up.
Take the fast route.
Yeah, man. You know, that's what we do.
Man, I was officially shut down the studio.
Yeah, man.
Buddy.
Yeah, man. All right, my guy. Yeah, man. Still live on the bread route, you know, and
about to roll up another one.
That's what we do, man.
What do you think of that Zerberg?
That Zerberg was nice, man. You know, compliments to the
shout to my nigga Oskino.
Word up, man. I like that. That was nice.
Yeah.
Smelled good, looked good. It was pretty. You know, it was definitely recommendable.
Yeah, that's Zerberg. And then what you put in here? Because then now we mixed it. This is Zerbert with fucking...
Zerbert with gelato cookie.
Oh, man. What would you call that? A Zerbert mixed with gelato cookie. What would that be called?
Zerbert...
with gelato cookie.
Zerbert-lotta cookie? There you go.
Wait, Zerbert with gelato...
Zerbert-lotto cookie.
That's hot. Zerbert-lotto cookie.
Zerbert-lotto cookie.
That's hard.
There you go. Nice.
Zerbalato cookie.
Zerbalato cookie. Beautiful. We just created our own little
Zerbalato cookie.
Zerbalato, wow. Baby.
That's what we're smoking right now.
That's what we definitely gonna put in the air.
Zerbalato cookie.
Beautiful.
You know, you're right in the bread route.
I was just about to say that. Took the words right out of my mouth. But that's what we do here, man. And thank y'all, man.
Yeah, I think we gotta be the coolest smoking podcast, though. Like,
yeah,
I watch a lot of. They don't smoke like us.
Yeah, and it's not a visual.
But let me stop. I'm not trying to take away from like Dr. Green Thumb and them because they are weed. Like
or
they,
drink champs.
Yeah. Well,
they smoke.
They do, but they don't really like highlight
that. They do more to drinking.
Yeah. They don't really highlight the weed.
Yeah.
Even though they do have smoke champs.
They do.
But what I'm saying is, this is a little bit more organic because we don't have, like, sponsors. We don't have people giving us free weed.
Yeah, that's true. We definitely...
We don't got people fucking sending us packages of fucking... Yeah, this is a little bit different. This is real from the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, soon to have that.
I'm talking, I mean, I don't even care. I'm just saying.
We definitely got it. We're going to get sponsors because that's what the bread writer is about.
No, I know that. I'm not saying about that. What I'm saying is we're smoking from what's in hand. We're creating organically.
Yeah.
It's not given to us. No, you understand what I'm saying? They got pre-rolls already. This shit is already established.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
We're fucking... you know, we're getting it together.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. I totally agree on that. But that's why I said at some point, you know what I'm saying, we'll get sponsored. People will.
Well, whenever it comes, start
bringing
like,
the services
I'm ready.
And things of that nature. Absolutely, I'm ready we smoke, are. We are, man. Package. Because again, we are out.
If you
to
a
help.
Farm out there,
grower, farmer, green thumber, a botanist,
and you want some promo.
Yeah.
Hit me up. I will smoke the shit out your shit.
And we will do a live unboxing.
Word.
You know, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying?
Live because, unboxing out this motherfucker.
Yes. Yes. You know what I'm saying? This is what the Bread Route is bringing. You know what I'm saying? And he told you from the beginning. You know, and we are out to help you, no matter what type of business you are. You know, and if there's insight that he may have or we may have that we can offer you to help you, or even if you're in need for us to help your business grow,
mm-hmm.
you know, those are the services that we provide. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Those are the services we provide. And soon to have, you know, again, when the DJs, you know, when you want to go live, you want that space where you can actually go and jam and listen to your music and go live and get the people engaged. Hit them up, because the space will be there. You know what I'm saying? The space will be there. You know? Bread Route and Company. Bread Route and Company, man.
That's a blessing, crazy.
Yo. It's a blessing. You know how things is coming together, yo.
Yeah.
Things are coming together, yo.
Definitely is,
things
man.
Things is growing.
The devil's lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
Cereal milk. I had some of that too.
Cereal milk?
Yeah.
Never tried that. How was that?
It's pretty good. The only thing I don't like about these two specific buds, Zerbert and cereal milk, is that? The density. It's real closed in, the buds. You know, they're...
Yeah, yeah. They're not,
like, I like they, flowery weed.
Yeah.
I like the flowery, like... Look.
See, but you also got to look at it too. A lot
but
of
yo,
that,
it's
is
strong
it CBD?
As fuck.
Is it CBD?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but that
CBD.
Shit got me high as fuck,
could've
my
been
nigga.
CBD, bro. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, again.
What's CBD? You bugging? I'm not CBD. We don't smoke CBD. We smoke THC. You
CBD,
smoke
CBD?
CBD?
I smoked CBD before.
You better not roll that shit up with me, motherfucker.
Why?
I don't smoke that shit. That shit is not.
When you go to these, when you never went to this dispensary?
No.
Then went to a dispensary.
No, you got a car? How you went to a dispensary?
I got people's.
So you didn't technically go to the dispensary?
I went to the dispensary with the person.
Oh, okay. So, I've never been to a dispensary.
It's an experience. You know what I like about it? The variety. You know what I don't like about it? The pricing. Because you're expecting to go in there and thinking, you know what I'm saying, you're going to spend.
But you're going
to
spend, they got
you're
going
to spend, you know what I'm saying, what you would spend in the street.
They got it out here too like that though. Now they raise the prices, like, you know, you want good weed, you go spend $50, $60 on some good weed.
Nah, nigga, shit I've been smoking is $80 an eighth.
Look at that.
80 an
eighth. Gary Payton. I'll never forget it. I still got a piece at home. You know what I've been doing?
Yeah, you told me you've been saving bits and pieces.
Little piece, yeah, bro. Yeah, my jar's almost. I don't know what I'm gonna do with it though. I don't know if I should like break it up, like
make
pick nugs,
make
like
salads.
Pick yeah, or should I?
But you don't remember what is what. You just know it's. What
no,
it
I actually do know what is what.
You do.
That's
know
the
what
cool
is what?
Part about it.
Wow.
I think a few of them I can't really tell, wow. But there's some that I know what it is.
Wow.
Like I know which one is the Mac one.
Mm.
I know which one is the Gary Payton. I know which one is the Zerbert.
Yeah.
What else I got in there? I got a Gusher in there. Gushers.
That was a good run.
I got my ice cream
cake,
cookies,
you got
wedding cake.
Wow.
So I don't know if I should do it nug for nug.
Yeah,
or,
you would have to.
Or should I grind it all up? And put it all
make,
together,
make it,
one
oh
big
God.
Mothership of weed.
Oh, that'd be a nice
salad.
That'd be a nice tall salad. Yeah,
what do you
yeah.
think? What would you do?
Oh man,
what would you do in a moment like that where you got?
I'll probably smoke them.
I think right now at least I have 2 grams worth of about 8 strains.
Mix them all up, yo. Make a nice salad, yo.
Yeah. Mix
nice
it all
salad.
Up.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
break it.
Bomb.
Just keep breaking it up until I fill that,
yeah.
that jar. That's what I want to do. I want to fill
yeah,
the jar.
Fill the jar, man, and then, you know, have fun with it. You know?
I've been tempted to, like...
Have fun with it.
I tapped it once. I ain't going to lie.
Have fun with it.
I did tap it once, though.
You were?
Mm-hmm. I told myself I wasn't.
But you did it anyway?
But I did it. And I did anyway.
It was a good
thing. But I did it in nugs, though. I took 2-3 nugs. Mm. And,
broke it up and made you a nice little something-something.
Yeah, and I felt bad because I told myself, like, yo, I have to discipline myself not to touch it. Because I know, I'll try it.
Cashews, man.
You know, I eat all your fucking munchies. I'll get one right now.
Cashews, man.
Yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite 90s munchie? Like, back in the day, wow. Munchie.
90s munchies?
Uh-huh. Munchies in memory. Woo! That's hard.
Wow.
Munchies in memory. That's my flow, you heard? You got music in memory? I got munchies in memory.
There you go. Munchies in memory.
Childhood memory. What's your childhood memory munchie?
90s was... My childhood was the early.
What was your go-to munchie?
What
was your go-to munchies?
Little Debbie Duncan sticks.
Little Debbie Duncan sticks. Okay, all right. That's your store munchie.
Yes.
All right. What's your home munchie though? Home
cereal.
And so every time you was wanted cereal. A snack, you would go to cereal.
Cereal all day.
What kind of cereal?
Whatever was there, cereal soup.
What?
I call it the cereal soup.
What kind of cereal?
Whatever we had in the house. It could have been Trix. It could have been Kix. It could have been Frosted Flakes. It could have been Corn Flakes.
So you was a mushroom cereal eating motherfucker. You like mushrooms in your cereal?
What's mushrooms?
Trix had mushrooms.
No, damn.
Yes, it did.
Real mushrooms or just the
cereal mushrooms.
The marshmallows.
The little, yeah, marshmallows. Oh, shit, I said mushrooms.
Uh-huh. I thought
I'm like, mushrooms? Let me get it. Oh, yeah, that nigga is crazy. I said mushrooms. Marshmallows.
Yeah, man. That made it better. Those were the little sweet bites, yo. That's what made the milk better. You know what I'm saying? But cereal. I would say cereal. If I didn't have milk. But we had ice cream. I would take the ice cream, you know, get my ice cream, scoop it in a bowl. And if I had, like, Frosted Flakes or if I had Fruity Pebbles or whatever kind of cereal like that, I would sprinkle the cereal on the ice cream.
Mm.
And eat it like that. I was a cereal champion. Yeah. I remember when I was younger, true story. I remember when I was younger... And I realized I was doing that and how good that shit was. I was always saying to myself, when I get older, man, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I want to do this. I want to sell this to people. I want to sell this to people. People are like this. I used to take the Fruity Pebbles and take the ice cream. You know how people make sprinkles? I used to make the sprinkles, the Fruity Pebbles or the Fruit Loops, crush up the Fruit Loops and make the sprinkles for the ice cream. And then I flipped it. And then I started taking them, and we used to bake cakes.
Uh-huh.
And I used to take my piece of cake, and I used to crush up. We had like, you do the white icings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The vanilla icings, and I used to take the cereal, the Fruity Pebbles, the fruity cereal, the Apple Jacks,
uh-huh.
and crush them up and sprinkle them on my piece of cake that had the icing on it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And then, yo, that shit would just taste banging. And then I used to do the, as I got older, you know what I'm saying? I kept doing that because that was something I liked to do because I liked it. You know what I'm saying? I liked the way it tastes. And it was something I grew to love. And still to this day, I do that.
You know, so this was my favorite childhood munchie.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like to toast bread with peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, man, I do that all the time, dude. My mom used to do that when she used to drink tea. She used to toast peanut butter and jelly on bread, cut them up in squares, and drink her tea. And I grew to love that because I used to sit down and do that with her.
And my other munchie was my store munchie.
Mm-hmm.
was Yodels.
I remember that. I used to put them in the refrigerator.
Facts.
I remember that. I remember you used to do that. A Yodel. All day, yo. What was the other ones?
That was my store. Ho-Hos. I don't like the Ho-Hos. Those are bootleg.
Yeah. But the Yodels are the Yodels.
That's the Fisher-Price Yodels.
Remember they did the Yodels with the yellow filling, like the banana filling? They did like a test run. Hostess did a test run.
No, I wasn't there for that day.
A banana and strawberry filling. Yodels, man.
Yodels? It's gangster.
You know what I used to like too, man? I was upset because they stopped making them. Remember the Chocodiles?
Chocodiles, I think so.
They used to be like the Twinkie, but the chocolate and the white wrapper. It'd be like the chocolate Twinkie. Chocodiles.
Remember Penny Gum? The big bowl?
Hell yeah.
Them shits was popping.
With the white, orange, and what other color was it on the wrapper? It said big bowl on it.
It was hard as hell to get the wrapper off the fucking candy.
Sometimes, yeah, they melt sometimes. And
nigga, you straight just put that shit in your mouth. You heard? You just put it in your mouth, wrapping and all. You heard? That shit come off later. That's how the Nihilators were. Nihilators always had an extra piece. A piece you just couldn't take it out.
But you got it on. There you go. Got that shit. Hey, that's so true, yo. Wow, yo. Reminiscing, man. See? Munchies and memories, yo. Cheese doodles,
yeah. What's your weirdest... What would be, like, the weirdest thing you do with munchies?
Experimenting.
Yeah, what's your
crazy... You know the weirdest thing I did, yo? I don't know where we got this shit from. I don't know where we got this shit from, but I remember doing it, and now I see people do it now. I remember when I was younger, real young, dude. I'm talking about penny candy young, my nigga.
Yeah.
So this had to be 80s.
Yeah.
Yo, I remember when I used to go to the store, and I used to, you know, pops or my mom used to give me about 55 cents. You go to 55 cents, you go to the store, you come back, you got a juice. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get a bag of chips or if you want, you know what I'm saying? You could have worked. You remember they had 20-cent cakes and shit like that? You got 15 cent left. You can get candy and... You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Boom. So this is the age I'm... Well, this is the time frame I'm speaking about. Now, I'll go to the store and I'll get a bag of Dipsy Doodle potato chips.
Yeah.
Remember Dipsy Doodles?
Yeah. Dipsy Doodles, yeah.
Dipsy Doodles and I'll get a juice or whatnot. I had a dollar or whatnot, right? So yeah. Boom, I go home. I get in the house. I bust that bag of chips open. You know what I'm saying? And I get the hot sauce. And I used to take the hot sauce and pour it in, like, put hot sauce on the Dipsy Doodle chips.
Well, that's a weird one.
But I've seen my other family members.
But then they created the hot Dipsy Doodle.
You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
You see what I mean?
The red bag.
You see what I mean?
Wow.
And people do that now. You know what I'm saying? You go get fresh bags of chips.
The ghetto created a lot of... Shit, these companies fucking do now.
Look at Heinz. You see what Heinz is doing? Hey, now?
Mayo ketchup.
Boom.
That's hood shit.
How long have you been doing that?
Forever.
Mayo ketchup on the burgers.
Word. Mayo and ketchup.
Fried baby. Burgers at the crib, nigga. Mix the mayonnaise and ketchup together.
Fried burger, like put the burger in oil?
Fry the burger right in the stove, right in the crib. You put a little bit of oil in the pan. It's fried burger.
Mm.
You ain't never do that?
Nah, just throw it on the pan.
Just let it cook? You can do that too.
Yeah, like
just
grill. Like a fake grill.
You just grease the bottom of the pan real quick.
Not even. I used to...
You know what I'm saying? But just think about that, yo. And then you mix your mayo and your ketchup. You know what I'm saying? Get your lettuce and your tomato and right. Shit.
So you know what was my weird one?
What?
I used to like to dunk... Powdered donuts and Pepsi instead of milk.
And Pepsi?
Eh?
I've had powdered donuts in a soda before, you know what I'm saying? But
and I have another munchy memory.
What's that?
I still do to this day.
What's that?
Toasted bread and mayonnaise.
All day.
Just that.
I do so. You know what I do? Toasted bread and mayonnaise. Or when I put mayo on my toasted bread, is if I do like an omelet, and I make like a sandwich or something with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, no, I just hit bread and mayonnaise.
Yeah. You know what's a weird one for me too? I don't know if other people do it, but it's been a while, but now I do it at home. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If I go grocery shopping, I'll grab like English muffins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I do turkey patties or turkey sausage.
Yeah.
But if I get turkey patties, right? Turkey patties. Yeah, yo. I do the turkey sausage patties. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, for real. And I'll, you know, do the turkey sausage patties, and I'll do a little breakfast sandwich for myself. And I get strawberry preserve. You know, the jellies, the strawberry jellies.
Yeah.
And I'll scramble my egg, but not scramble. I don't like my egg scramble. I'll you know, mix up my egg a little bit. And I'll put cheese in my eggs. I love cheese in my eggs. And I do my turkey patties, and I fry it up, and I put it on my
English muffin. You eat breakfast every day?
Nah, not every day. Huh? You know what I'm saying? I'll fry it up. I'll you know, do my English muffin toasted and shit, and I'll take the
You've
strawberry
You've been slimming
jam.
Down. Huh? Yeah, am I wrong?
Gotta eat right, yeah. I've been eating right. You know what I'm saying? Trying. Yeah, man. Gotta do that in moderation.
Mm.
So
many muscles.
Yeah. So let me tell you. So I'll toast my English muffin, and I'll take the strawberry jam or strawberry preserve, whatever you have.
Is this a munchy memory or this something you do now?
It's a munchy. This is a munchy memory, but okay. It's something I do
that
not,
you carried on through life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And I take the strawberry jam and I spread it over the English muffin and put my sandwich on it. I used to do that at McDonald's.
Mm.
When I was eating, you know, beef and pork and shit like that, and I used to get the, you know, the breakfast sandwich, I used to do that at McDonald's.
Mm.
But since I don't eat that stuff anymore.
Yeah, I wasn't really big on the breakfast at McDonald's. I was always stuck on the, just the... The burger, the staples, that's it. The burger the and the fries. And
you know McDonald's got a secret menu too, right?
I mean, I wouldn't know. Yeah, I know they got a Travis Scott burger.
Yeah, yeah, right. They have. Yeah, they have a Travis Scott
and
burger.
They got a Jay Balvin burger too.
Yeah, they have a, oh, what is it called? What is it called?
Mini.
I'm looking for you. I forgot what it's called, but they have a secret menu. Not all of the stores do it though. Not all of the stores do it. Yeah, man, but that's good. That's a good one, yo. I like that, man. Munchies and memories.
Yeah, we got to get it rocking.
Yeah, man. That's definitely a good one, though. People, I like it. I hope y'all like that, man. Y'all can definitely... leave comments.
Yeah,
about
we're gonna
that as
we're
well.
Gonna do. We're gonna put out some merch.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Put munchies out some merch. Do your music in Beverly. Do munchies in Beverly.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We're
definitely gonna do that. Mm-hmm.
Feel me? We just word up, building, baby.
Hell yeah!
Stay tuned on the next bread route.
Mm-hmm. Episode 60, people.
Oh yeah, no, episode 61.
This is episode 60.
This is episode 60, but episode 61 will be
the new season.
The new season. Mm-hmm. Season 4.
Yeah, man, it's going in, y'all.
We appreciate y'all for rocking with us four seasons.
Y'all for sticking with us.
60 episodes
deep.
About a year and a half in.
Yeah, man. Things is happening, train is moving, bread route's in motion. Yes, man. Growth. Growth, growth, growth. That's all I can say. Growth. Good growth. Good growth and strategic. Bread route, y'all. Word up, man. I know, and we keep telling y'all new things is coming, and new things really are coming. You know, because ideas are growing. Team is getting stronger. I can't wait to get the radio station thing popping too, man. That's gonna be something serious. I got a lot of ideas for that too.
Mm.
That we can incorporate, man. A lot of ideas. So yeah, man, we moving, yo. We are moving, man.
That's crazy. Yeah, man. So let's get it. Make sure you tune in next one with us. This is Tito Grahams.
Absolutely Many Minds, y'all.
It's the Bread Route, man. Bread we in route. Motion.
Bread Route. The Bread Route. The Bread Route. Route. The Bread Route's in motion.
Bread Route.